The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Full Life Chiropractic.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome, I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. I want to remind you that you were created to be healthy, feel good, look great, and enjoy your life. My job is to teach you how to align your life so you can make this happen, folks. So thanks for joining me today. Today we're going to be talking about Resolution Reset, which is our event coming up on February 2nd, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Troy Church of the Nazarene. Once again, that event is free. You can come with as many of your friends as you want. You got to have a ticket to get in the door, and the tickets are going fast. We are almost halfway to our first week goals, so we're doing well with sign-up. So get your ticket, grab somebody that's also looking for better health this year, and come on by on February 2nd, once again, at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Troy Church of the Nazarene. So Resolution Reset, the topic I'm going to be focusing on today is going to be exercise and the benefits of exercise, more importantly, because obviously we know that exercise is important, and all of you have wanted to, at one point or another in your life, wanted to make that change of start to move your body more and exercise more, because we all know there are benefits behind that that allow us to be here on this earth longer, so we can share more time with our families and friends and those who we care about. So folks, I want to remind you once again, as always, that you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. And also, if you have any health-related questions, you're more than welcome to call our office at 937-552-7364. Be sure to press option 2, and my team is standing by ready to answer any questions you might have. Lastly, you can find us on the internet as well at www.askdrjuan.com. That's askdrjuan.com. And you can find this show, any other shows in the past, podcasted on there, folks. So once again, welcome to the show. We're going to be talking about exercise and the benefits of exercise, revolving around Resolution Reset. And first, before I go into exercise and the benefits and all that, I want to share with you, those of you who obviously listen every week know that I have a very big passion to serve people and communicate what we do in our office and help people achieve health naturally without drugs and surgery. And the reason why I'm so passionate about that is because of a phone call I received now almost 5 years ago when I was in chiropractic school from my mother. So my mother at that time in 2014 called me to tell me she'd been diagnosed with breast cancer. So at that moment, she starts crying. Of course, I start crying because my mom is my hero. And my father passed away on Christmas Eve when I was 18 years old in 2001. So my mom is all I got. And I asked her, I'm like, you know, what are you going to do, Mom? I mean, at that time, I was in chiropractic school. My wife and I were both chiropractic students. We had a one-year-old beautiful little girl, and we were busy as can be, and you know, stressed to the max, as you can imagine, two people going through a doctorate. The last thing I wanted to hear was that one of the people I care about the most on this earth is diagnosed with a disease that can take her life. So I asked her, you know, what are you going to do? She says, I know what I'm not doing. I'm not doing chemotherapy and radiation, son. I said, all right. Fair enough. You're not going to go with the conventional treatment. So I am, of course, even more scared now. And I don't know what to tell you, but if you're not going to do that, you got to do something. So we got to make sure that your brain and your body are communicating at 100%. Obviously, because all of your body's functions come from the brain. And Mom, obviously, if your spine and your body are not functioning 100%, your chances of survival are going to decrease significantly. So she says, okay, yeah, I'll get my spine checked, she said, and we got her spine checked. And from the side, we took an x-ray of her side of her neck, and you're supposed to have a 45-degree angle in your neck, similar to the angle that a banana naturally has, roughly. And we took her x-ray, and we found out that she had lost 100% of the curve in her neck. So her neck was completely straight, which is not normal. So strike one, obviously, that is not normal. So we took another x-ray. We took an x-ray from front to back of her upper body. And in the upper thoracic region, so that upper back area, you're supposed to be completely straight. We all know that. Otherwise, we have scoliosis. Well, my mom, in fact, had a deviation in her upper back in that area between T1 and T7, and that there was a bend there, a bend putting crushing pressure on the nerves that come out of there going to her breast tissue and other vital organs. I knew when I saw that, I'm like, that is the cause of your problems. You've been crushing the message coming from your brain to your breast tissue for literally decades. Because every single time she would come home from work, she would tell me, hey, I have upper back pain. Can you massage my shoulders? And then she started going to the doctors, and doctors kept on giving her pills, medication, and all that stuff, and then telling her, hey, you're going to need a surgery at some point. She never took the surgery, but there was interference with those messages day in and day out, leading to her body not functioning 100%. So it led her to getting diagnosed with a disease that obviously threatened to take her life for this many years. So, folks, if you don't want to end up a statistic like my mom and you want to do something different about your health, I implore you to stay tuned and learn something new. You don't have to come to my office. You don't have to listen every week. Some of you probably listen today only and never tune back again. You don't like my voice. You don't like the tone. It doesn't matter. But you may have gained one thing that can help you for the rest of your life. That's why I do this, because at the end of the day, I wish somebody would have told my mom about something different that she could have done so she would have not been in this condition that she's in battling this disease. So I want to thank you for joining me. And once again, we're going to be talking about Resolution Reset. That is a event that we're going to be having on February 2nd, Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that is a free event. You have to have a ticket to get in the door. So you have to call our office or, you know, however, get signed up. The spots are going fast. And we're going to be talking about a whole bunch of different things that are going to allow you to achieve the most amazing 2019 you can without drugs and surgery, so you can be the best you can be and live obviously the full life. So exercise. Why is exercise important? Why do we do it? Why exercise, right? That's what some people ask that. Some people are like, Doc, you know, I like everything you're talking about, but I don't like the fact that you're telling me that I have to exercise. I don't like doing that. I don't like sweating. It doesn't matter what the reason is behind it. A lot of people do not like to exercise. A lot of people just find it cumbersome. They find it hard to do. They find it just basically a nuisance in their life to do. And the reality is that there are many benefits. Nobody out there, for the most part, I would say, believes that exercise is actually detrimental to your health. We all know it's positive for your health. If you overdo it, it could be detrimental. So if you go out today and run 100 miles, you're probably going to have some detriments from doing that. Of course, we know too much is too much and is not good sometimes. So, however, I'm talking about that nice number of, you know, of exercise minutes that are going to impact your body positively. So there's a lot of different benefits. But the thing is, why are we still talking about exercise in 2019? Why? We're talking about exercise because people are still out there not doing it. People are still out there not doing any physical activity whatsoever. And matter of fact, there are studies that are being published to this day that are talking about the lack of physical activity in the United States and how really it's affecting not only the people and the health of the people, but the community and the economics of this country, folks. As many of you know, some of you may not know, I've been a member of the Army National Guard. Now it'll be 18 years on the 19th of this month. So I'm very proud and very thankful for the opportunity to have served my country and continue to serve my country. And the one thing I do remember when I was a commander of a field artillery unit down in Georgia, I remember the recruiting goals, and I remember some of the concerns that the command team was talking about. It was the fact that out of the population that qualifies to even be able to serve in the military, which is a very small number of the general population, that population, there's people that are disqualified because of crimes, there are people that are disqualified because of, you know, medications or health issues that they have. But there is a large portion of the able-bodied men and women that can serve in the military, that recruiting age that they're trying to, you know, grab the people right out of high school or right out of college, that literally disqualify them from serving because of the lack of physical fitness. Folks, that is alarming in so many ways, specifically for the fact that our nation's security and our nation's well-being and our nation's prosperity relies on people being healthy. So if our youth barely can serve in the military, now you can only imagine what our country is going to look like in 20, 30, 40 years if we don't take a handle and grab a handle of this health crisis that we're in. So this is why, once again, I talk about health all the time and how to achieve it, and it's not just through exercise. Plenty of you actually exercise all the time, and you're still sicker than a dog. You still have high blood pressure. You still have arthritis eating every single joint in your body. Some of you have headaches nonstop, but you run 7 miles a week. Awesome. Good for you, right? But your body's not achieving that maximum health. Why? There's other things that are missing, right? That's exactly what we're going to be talking about at Resolution Reset on February 2nd. So get your tickets. But the one thing that I found very alarming and mind-blowing was the fact that I was looking at the study that was conducted by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. And the survey actually comes out and says that approximately 15% of U.S. population is considered sedentary. Literally, they don't do anything. A couch potato. 15%. That is a lot of people, right? And the problem is that the sedentary lifestyle has been linked, and all of you know it. You've seen on the news. You've seen it everywhere. Has been shown to lead you to live a shorter life. And it's not even just from heart attacks and cancer, folks. We're talking about a bunch of other diseases. One of the diseases I want to talk about is Alzheimer's. So dementia, obviously, and Alzheimer's are one of the things that are literally running rampant. And matter of fact, Florida has more memory centers now than they did 2 years ago. Literally, the numbers are going up staggering. A memory center is a place in where you put your parents or grandparents who don't know who they are, they don't remember anything, and you cannot have them walk in the middle of traffic on I-75 getting killed by a car, right? So you got to keep them protected. You got to keep them contained and literally let them live whatever quality life they can live and see their families whenever they see them, right? So Alzheimer's and dementia, there's a study conducted over 900 individuals free of dementia. After 3.5 years, they were evaluated by evaluating their muscle strength, right? And basically, the people that did not have dementia were actually studied to figure out how strong their muscles were. They did the study and they followed up and they compared it and they figured out that people that had a decrease in muscular strength as they age had a higher chance to develop actual Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's, which literally destroys your memory. You cannot remember who you are, who your kids are, your grandkids are. So all because that person's muscle strength. So how do you get muscle strength? By using your body, physical activity. I'm not talking about benching 7,000 pounds. I'm not talking about doing CrossFit until you turn purple in the face. By the way, I love CrossFit. I love weightlifting. I love all those things. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about literally going for a little walk. I'm talking about literally going for a walk, doing some air squats maybe. Maybe just working on your garden. Just because it's cold out doesn't mean you cannot be physically active, right? So you have to do something different so you don't end up in this boat of Alzheimer's and all these diseases that are going on. They're literally not only ravaging families left and right, but they're also destroying our economy. It takes money to take care of sick people. So, folks, you got to do something different. Otherwise, you're going to end up in that boat. And I know that many of you don't want to be on that boat, rowing in the wrong direction, basically not getting anywhere. So I got to take a quick break here, folks. Once again, this is Living the Full Life here on AM 1290 and News 95.7
WHI. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A winter storm warning is in effect in our area. This is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
I'm Dave Daniels with the WHIO Storm Center 7 update. A winter storm warning remains in effect for the entire Miami Valley till 7 o'clock Sunday morning.
We're going to see visibility be reduced at times. A lot of us are seeing visibilities less than a mile. So once again, be sure to take it slow or even better, stay inside and watch the snow fall.
That's Storm Center 7 meteorologist Molly Coates. Some updated snowfall totals for you now. Miami County with 3 inches, Greene County with 2.1 inches. and Montgomery County with 3 inches of snow on the ground. For the most up-to-date list of closings and cancellations, go to our website, WHIO.com. We'll have updates for you all day long as the snow continues to fall around the Miami Valley right here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Are you ready to get in, get out, and get paid flipping houses in the Dayton area? If so, here's an amazing opportunity for you. The NV Real Estate Academy has created a three-step paper flip strategy that allows you to write an offer, sell the offer, and get paid. With this strategy, you'll learn how to flip a house without swinging a hammer or using any of your own cash or credit. Now, for a limited time, the NV Real Estate Academy would like to share this strategy with you for free. Text OHIO to 484848 right now to get your free Hidden Treasures in Wholesaling Properties kit and find out how you can get paid writing offers. Text OHIO to 484848 now, and NV Real Estate Academy will also give you 4 free tickets to a training workshop, which also includes a free smartwatch and Nick Fertucci's new book, 7-Figure Decisions. All these gifts are free just for attending, plus an opportunity to network with like-minded investors. Text OHIO to 484848. That's OHIO to 484848 to get your free wholesale kit now.
Oh, my house needs some help. It needs a new roof, new windows, and siding if I can afford it. I just don't know who to call. Your house is updated and looks so nice. Who does your work?
Buckeye Home Services does all my work. Their prices are affordable, and they do a great job. Call 586-6600 for a free estimate. Buckeye does roofing, siding, gutters, leaf guards, windows, doors, patio covers, even kitchens and baths.
Sounds like they're the ones to call. What's that number again?
Buckeye Home Services, 586-6600.
Hello, my name's Robert Gonzalez, and I'm from Salina.
And how have many dental implants from Dr. Volk changed your life, Robert?
I'm able to eat. My favorite fruit, I tell everybody, is an apple. Yes, I can eat an apple, and I can smile and not afraid to show my mouth when I laugh and smile. I'm showing the whole world. I'm showing everybody. Check it out. Check this out. Seriously, I'm showing everybody.
Don't put up with missing teeth any longer. Call Dr. Volk at 898-8990 or visit tvolk.com to schedule a consultation.
It's changed my outlook on everything. It really has.
When the waves of retirement planning come crashing in, you need somewhere safe to go.
Hi, I'm Gary Sickles. Our team at Safe Harbor Retirement Group will guide you through those rough waters. Learn how to convert your IRA or 401k to tax-free income. This is a strategy you need to learn. Visit safeharboroh.com and schedule a complimentary strategy session with me. Let Safe Harbor be your guide to a worry-free retirement.
Frickers is the home for incredible value.
Monday,
boneless frickin' chicken wings.
Tuesday,
traditional frickin' chicken wings.
Wednesday,
sirloin steak dinner.
And Thursday,
frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers is also ready to handle your graduation party or large catering order. Frickers takes the worry out of what's for lunch, dinner, or late night. Everyday values are at only one place. The home for fun, food, sports, and spirits is also the home for everyday values. Frickers.
Your basement is damp, dirty, and not somewhere you want to spend time. You've tried other flooring only to have to replace it again and again. Nature Stone is the only solution that will stand up to flooding and water damage. It has a higher insulation rating than carpet and is warmer than linoleum, vinyl, wood, or tile. Only Nature Stone will never have to be replaced. It's easy to clean and comfortable, too. Call or go to naturestone.com to schedule your free in-home estimate and get up to 50% off. Nature Stone, the only concrete solution.
For compassionate and professional independent and assisted living, rehab services, along with memory care, Brookhaven will be there for you every step of the way.
My mother took a serious fall, fracturing her hip in 2 places, and we were concerned how she would recover. We chose Brookhaven for her rehab, and thanks to their staff, she made a full recovery. I would recommend Brookhaven should this happen in your family.
To learn more, visit brookhavenoh.org. Brookhaven, expect to be impressed.
We're going to see steady snowfall to continue into this afternoon and even into tonight as well. And if you are in areas of US 36 and north of Dayton, expect around 2 to 4 inches of snow. As we head into tonight, we're going to see a lot of those snow showers begin to slowly start tapering off. But we're going to see a little bit of a mixture as warm air slowly tries to surge in from the south. That's going to be bringing us the chances to see some freezing rain as we head into tonight. So waking up on Sunday morning, just be prepared that the There will be lots of snow on the ground and potentially ice as well. I'm meteorologist Molly Coates on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. So I want to remind you once again, you can always find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. Plenty of testimonial videos on there of our patients and our amazing stories. Stories matters. So we literally focus on those stories to tell our story of the bigger message, which is true health and healing without drugs and surgery. Also, you can find us on the internet at Ask Dr. Juan. .com. That's askdrjuan.com. That website has a lot of content that I talk here on the radio, a few testimonials, and different ways for you to get signed up for our events. Lastly, you can call our office with any questions about the event, about your health. You can call 937-552-7364 and make sure you hit option 2 because my team is standing by ready to answer your questions, get you the tickets for the event on February 2nd, Resolution Reset once again. You need a ticket to get in the door. It is a free event. The spaces are going fast. We're going to be talking about not only exercise, but all the things that are necessary, such as nutrition, detoxification, mindset, and, oh, by the way, the central nervous system and how chiropractic can allow your body to function better so you can actually be the best version of yourself you can be this year. So, folks, I'm jumping right in once again to Resolution Reset, and I'm talking about specifically the benefits of actual exercise today, but I'm giving some background. In the last segment, I was talking about the physical inactivity of our country and how 15% of our population is actually sedentary. And secondly, also how you have to do something different in order for you to change these things. And of course, every single one of us every year tries to start a New Year's resolution, and then by the beginning of February, you completely fall off the horse and not able to complete it. So there's benefits of exercise, but there's other things that are causing problems, such as sitting. Of course, physical inactivity, we understand that, and being sedentary, but now sitting specifically has just been coined as dangerous as smoking, especially sitting prolonged periods of time. It has been linked to obesity, high blood pressure, high blood sugar, weight gain, excess in fat, more specifically, high cholesterol, coronary heart disease, breast cancer, colon cancer, type 2 diabetes. I mean, it literally raises mortality rates left and right. So the thing is that sitting is something that we have to do our job. So if you're a truck driver, you have to sit to drive the truck. If you work on computers, you have to sit down for the most part to do work on a computer. So the reality is that there's options and different things you can do, such as getting a stand-up desk, right? If you're doing meetings and you're the head honcho and you're in charge, guess what? Have a standing meeting. The first 10 minutes of your meeting, everybody stands, and they can move around and have their notes in front of them and brief whoever they're briefing, right? So you have to get creative on how to not only make yourself healthy, but make those people around you healthier as well. So sitting is one of those things, and I had the opportunity to go and speak at a financial firm, and I spoke there, and one of the young ladies actually ended up setting up an appointment, and she ended up saying, you know what, doc, I have a migraine headache, and I really just cannot focus on my job, and when I have a migraine headache, I am miserable, I cannot function, and I've obviously been trying to work out and do all these things to help my health, but I cannot do those because my head is pounding literally 2 to 3 times a week, sometimes 4, even 5 times a week. And I have to be a mom, and I have to work, and I have to do all those things that we all have to do. So I say, you know what? I know that you're trying to do all the right things, so you can only work out on the days that you're feeling decent, and the other days you're not feeling well, you're not going to work out. So you have to do something different. She said, well, what can you do for me? Well, we can assess and figure out where your migraines are coming from so we can get rid of those so you can actually focus on doing everything else. So now this young lady ended up signing up and signing up for an appointment. We did an assessment on her. We figured out, obviously, we did a posture analysis, a range of motion study to make sure her body was moving well. We did a surface electromyography scan. We did a posture palpatory examination. So, and then we took four x-rays. We figured out her neck had a significant loss of curve. We figured out that she has some major deviations in her hips and her upper back. So we obviously start getting her adjusted. Once she sees her x-ray, she realizes, wow, I am way off kilter, so I have to do something about it. Starts getting adjusted. She's now been a patient in our office for over 18 months. She just told me the other day, it's like, Doc, I got to let you know that the single thing that helped me be able to lose the last 15 pounds of my health goal and be able to literally eat better and do all these things that I've changed in the past 18 months has been the single fact that I got rid of my migraines first. So, folks, I want you to stay tuned. I got to take a quick break here. But if you want something like that for you or your loved ones, stay tuned. We'll talk about how you can do that for yourself and your family members. So hang out right there. We got to take a break. Once again, you're listening to Living the Full Life here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Daniels with a WHIO news update. Our top story, the snow continues to fall and the Miami Valley remains under a winter storm warning till 7 a.m. tomorrow.
The Miami Valley is going to be seeing lots of snow this afternoon and even into this evening. I'm going to tell you just how much we can expect. I'm meteorologist Molly Coates. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now WHIO Triple Team Traffic got a disabled vehicle in Clayton at Westbrook Road and Romaine Drive. We have accidents at Olive Road and Hoover Avenue in Trotwood and Jenny Lane and Mark Dale Drive in Washington Township. Really accidents all over the place on the side streets this afternoon. If you have to be outside, please be careful, slow down, and take care of each other. Our top story, the snow continues to pile up throughout the Miami Valley this afternoon.
We're looking at total accumulations anywhere in the Dayton area, right around 4 to 6 inches, 7 inches at most, and that could be possible as those thicker bands begin to move through the Miami Valley.
Storm Center 7 meteorologist Molly Coates back in just moments with her exclusive WHIO forecast. Taking a look now at some area closings and delays brought to you by Back to Business IT. You take care of your business, they take care of your IT. Go to backtobusinessit.com. Yellow Springs Schools, all athletic activities canceled. Belmont United Methodist Church closed, all Saturday activities canceled. Fairhaven Church, all Saturday activities canceled. And Huber Heights Schools, all Saturday activities canceled. For a complete list of closings and delays, go to our website at WHIO.com. Now with the most accurate and dependable forecast, here's Storm Center 7 meteorologist Molly Coates.
Lots of snow is going to begin falling across the Miami Valley as a massive snowstorm begins to move through the region. We are under a winter storm warning and most of us seeing winter weather advisories as well. Those are going to be set to expire right around 7 a.m. on Sunday. Temperatures are going to be topping off near 32 degrees for today. As we head into tonight, we'll see temperatures dip down to right around 27 degrees. For Sunday, we're going to see cloudy with lingering snow flurries or even some snow showers possible. Temperatures are going to be topping off near 34 degrees. I'm meteorologist Molly Coates on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar. Snow falling all over the Miami Valley at this hour. 28 degrees in Urbana, 29 in Xenia, and 29 degrees in Dayton at 436. I'm Dave Daniels, WHIO, continuing news.
Find new roads to savings at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. The intersection of Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg is the place you'll find dependable transportation. Great deals, no doubt, every day. For a young family member driving to and from school, for a person who spends a lot of time working on the road, or a parent who doubles as a shuttle service, you'll always find a great deal at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. Come see us and discover our big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find trucks and trucks to get you through the winter snow. Dave says you'll always get a warm reception at his dealership.
We urge you to take the easy country drive where you'll find no hassles, minimum time at the dealership, plus our great selection of GM-certified used vehicles.
Find new roads to Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Visit their website, DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. For over 30 years, the place to save is Dave Kale's Chevrolet.
All right, so I've been telling you about MyPillow. It helps me fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. Well, my friends at MyPillow have done it again with their mattress topper. Now, you need to get this because it will literally change your life in a positive way forever. Now, it's Mike Lindell's exclusive three-layered design. It includes MyPillow foam for support, transitional foam to help relieve pressure points, and ultra-soft patented temperature-regulating cover. I now sleep better and better and better every night. It also has a 10-year warranty, and it's a cover that's washable and dryable, made in the USA, and, of course, backed by Mike Lindell's 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, you can save 30% when you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Hannity, or mention my name when you call 800-919-6090. And by the way, Mike will give you two standard MyPillows absolutely free. Call now, 800-919-6090, MyPillow.com, promo code Hannity.
The WHIO Radio Storm Center has been activated. Updates every 15 minutes or sooner here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. Once again, want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. Also, you can call our office with any health-related questions. Once again, that number is 937-552-7364. Hit option 2. My team is standing by, ready to answer any questions that you may have regarding this show or any other topics we covered in the past. Lastly, you can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. That's A-S-K-D-R-J-U-A-N.com. And there's all the content from every radio show I've ever done here on WHIO. And you can listen to any topic and also share that with your family members and friends. So once again, I was talking about on the previous segment about a lady who came in from a law firm, from a financial firm that I did a health talk at. Over a year and a half ago, she once again had terrible migraine headaches. She could barely get through her workday. She was in such excruciating pain that the only thing she could do was actually survive. And survival looks like this. You get up in the morning with the migraine. You take the medication. You take a really hot shower. Then you get out of the shower. You get dressed. You go to work. On your way to work, you don't even play music because it makes your headache worse. You might even wear sunglasses because even though it's cloudy outside, the light bothers you. Then you get to work, and then through work, you got to take another pill because your body is not functioning. You have this migraine headache destroying your focus. Your boss tells you got 20 more things to do. We have a shorter timeline, so you got to do it faster. And now you are just miserable, surviving, existing. You don't care about anybody else. You barely say good morning to people. You got to get 7 cups of coffee to stay motivated through your day. Does it sound familiar, folks? That is exactly what she was basically living every day. So she started in our office, and just recently, like I said on the previous segment, she told me, "Doc, because I got rid of the migraines, I was able to start addressing other areas of health in my life, specifically working out, because I've always wanted to exercise. But when you have a migraine headache and you try to exercise, it doesn't do too well. So I couldn't do that." So she started getting motivated to work out. She was not doing crazy 7-hour workouts. She was doing 10 to 15 minutes at a time. Eventually, she gained more confidence. She gained more physical ability. She started doing more things. She started dropping weight. She realized, you know what? I got to start feeding my body better fuel, number one, so I don't gain a bunch of extra weight. Number two, so I can actually do the workouts. So because of that, she's lost over 20 pounds. She's kept it off, more importantly, because you can lose 20 pounds in a few months and then gain it back. It's been 18 months. She's lost over 20 pounds, and now she's able to eat better, exercise, focus, and be a fully engaged mom and wife. And guess what? The last time she had a migraine headache, it's been over 7 months ago. So, folks, you have to start somewhere. Some of you are detrimented truly by the fact that your body's not functioning well. The reason why you never make resolutions anymore is because your body cannot handle it. And it's kind of sad, and it's kind of embarrassing to admit that to yourself. I'm not going to make a resolution to walk every day because guess what? By week two, my feet are going to be killing me. By week one, my low back is going to be killing me. How are you supposed to stick to a goal and a resolution if you, your body, are not able to do it? So if you want to do something different, you don't have to wait until February 2nd for resolution reset to figure out what's causing your problem. Folks, if you're ready to do something right now, I urge you, and I challenge you really, to pick up the phone. Call 937-552-7364. Hit option 2. Some of you, I've been speaking every single week. You've been listening. Folks, I still get people that come into my office that say, you know what, Doc? I've been listening to you for the past 6 months. I've been listening to you for the past 7 weeks. And guess what they've done about it? Nothing for those 6 months, 7 weeks. They've done nothing about it. If you're there and you're truly ready to do something, do it. It's great to have the awesome intention, but guess what? You can have great intentions and still end up in the wrong place. You can have great intentions and still end up in that nursing home early, spending all of your life savings. So you have to do something different. So if you're ready to do something different and you don't want to wait to sit down and for us to go over all this amazing information about detoxification, nutrition, exercise, mindset, and chiropractic, if you don't want to wait until then, I urge you to call right now, 937-552-7364. What does calling right now do for me, Dr. Juan? What it does is this. It allows you to lock in a discount from our initial examination. Our initial examination, which is a posture analysis, range of motion study, palpatory examination when I actually feel your spine, and actual set of x-rays to see exactly where your problems are in your spine. All that in our office is $130. But if you call right now, the next five callers get the opportunity to lock in that discount of 60%, dropping that number down to just $52. Because if you're truly ready to do something different and you're truly ready to take that fork in the road, and 2019 is your year to take that fork in the road towards health and healing, then make the phone call right now. If you're not ready, that is okay, folks. That is absolutely okay. There's plenty of opportunities for you to come to our office or come to our events. Check us out on Facebook. There's a plethora of information out there on who we are and what we do and who we are not and what we don't do. So if you are ready to do something different, call right now, 937-552-7364. Press option 2. If not, then come and check us out on the Resolution Reset. Resolution Reset event, once again, that's happening February 2nd. At 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and it's going to be at Troy Church of the Nazarene in Troy, and it's a free event. You have to have a ticket to get in the door. It's a free event. You can bring up 10, 20, 50 of your best friends. They all have to have tickets to get in the door and have a seat. The tickets are going fast, so we got to make sure we have a capacity that we can go to. And we got to be able to control that. So you have to call and get those tickets. They are free. You can get up to 5 tickets for you and your 5 best friends to come. And if you need more, we can talk about that. So once again, on the previous segment, I was talking about the sedentary lifestyle. I was talking about also the traumas of sitting. And the thing is, I gave a quick solution, of course, but the thing is, if you continue to be inactive and you continue to not work out and you continue to do no physical activity and be sedentary, you are, in fact, at a higher risk. So increasing your chances of coronary heart disease. So coronary heart disease is those blood vessels, those arteries that are giving life and blood to your actual heart for it to be able to do its job, because the heart is a muscle and obviously it needs oxygenated blood to do its job. So coronary heart disease is one of the top things that increases with your lack of activity. Type 2 diabetes, because your body's not utilizing that extra sugar you're taking in, because you eat that burger, you eat the chips, you drink the soda, and then you sit there and you do nothing other than watch a movie. No problem with the movie. I love watching movies. But now you have a bunch of sugar in your system that is not being utilized by your body. And guess what? It's going to be saved as fat, and secondly, be lingering through your blood, causing you to have diabetes. Also, another disease that is highly, highly rampant in people that do not do physical activity, men and women, is actual breast cancer. So breast cancer is, once again, a disease that my mom has been battling for the past 4 years. So it's something that I've done a lot of research on, and I'm decently versed, not well versed because I'm not an oncologist, right? I'm not a cancer doctor, but I've looked at how it happens, how it works, what it does to the body. And one of the top things that I see day in and day out, every new research that I get regarding breast cancer, is that inactivity, physical inactivity, affects your body's ability to combat those cancer cells. And then lastly, colon cancer. So when you're not moving and you're eating not so good foods, you're not actually being physically active, your body cannot get rid of those toxins to the colon. So your body cannot actually go to the bathroom as often. So that extra fecal matter hangs out in your colon. Then your colon starts getting irritated. And eventually that irritation then leads to the creation of cancer cells. So folks, all these things are preventable. And they're preventable by you doing physical activity. Of course, there's a 2 or 3% out there. I know some of you are like, you know, playing devil's advocate, saying, oh, well, you know, I know some people that do this, that, and the other and still got that cancer. I get it. There's that 1 or 2 or 3% that just gets it no matter what. And I feel very sorry that there are people out there like that. But the reality is that all of these diseases have been shown to be preventable by the smartest of the smart at Harvard, Yale, all these awesome schools, right? They've been shown to be decreased by physical activity. So how do you do physical activity? What are the benefits of it? So one of the top things that we've seen in research that increases the endorphins in your body. Endorphins are those feel-good chemicals. Those are neurotransmitters that are released once you're done working out. That's why even going for a simple walk, especially when it's a sunny day outside, you know, it's not sunny. You go for a walk, you're going to come back more level-headed. You're going to come back feeling a little better, just about not just yourself, but your situation, the work situation, the weather, the fight that you just had with your spouse the day before. It doesn't matter. You're going to feel better because of the endorphins that are released after a workout. So something that is improved, right? Another thing that is beneficial is cardiovascular health. Obviously, all of us know that now. I mean, I would say that if you don't know by now, just like kind of like if by now you don't know that cigarette smoking is bad for you and it leads to lung cancer a lot of the time, and if you don't know by now that the lack of physical activity leads to heart disease and heart attacks and strokes, then you've been sleeping under a rock for the past 25 years. Like I was being taught about actual, you know, heart disease and the lack of physical activity when I was in like elementary school. So the fact is that you have to realize that cardiovascular improvement is one of the top side effects of exercising regularly. So and then the other thing that I've seen improve from exercise is your actual focus. Your ability to focus and just that meditation of the mind. And I'm not saying like sitting there and hoeing and mowing or whatever it is that you do when you meditate, right? But I'm talking about just that focus, because you're not scatterbrained, because you don't have all this extra energy. You got some physical movement initiating some of that blood flow to those areas in the brain that allow you to focus and improve memorization and just your ability to recall information. Right? So that is another benefit of exercise. So if you want some, if I told you, hey, there's a pill that you can take that is going to improve your mood, is going to allow your heart disease chances of killing you to be decreased, is going to allow you to focus better, and it's going to boost your mood. If I took that pill and I packaged it and I patented it, I can sell it probably, and I'm not even exaggerating, I could probably sell it for a 30-day supply. I could probably sell it for like $200 to $250 a bottle, and people would buy it. Guess what? You don't have to pay $250. You can just literally do exercise every once in a while and change your life little by little, so you don't end up a statistic like my mom was. So folks, I got to take a quick break here. Once again, you are listening to Living the Full Life here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A winter storm warning is in effect in our area. This is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
I'm Dave Daniels with a WHIO Storm Center update. Heavy snowfall continues as the Miami Valley faces its first winter storm of the new year.
A winter storm warning is still in place, along with winter weather advisories that will be set to expire all right around 7 a.m. on Sunday morning. So just keep that in mind if you are trying to travel. That visibility will be reduced.
That's Storm Center 7 meteorologist Molly Coates. Some updated snowfall totals. Champaign County now with 3.2 inches on the ground. Preble County with 3.8 inches. And Montgomery County with 3.2 inches of snow on the ground. Remember that Wayne County in Indiana and Champaign, Logan, and Clinton counties in Ohio all remain under level one snow emergencies. That means if you have to be out, watch for blowing and drifting snow and proceed with caution. For the most up-to-date list of closings and cancellations, go to our website, WHIO.com. We'll have updates for you all day long as the snow continues to fall around the Miami Valley right here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Your garage is an entrance to your home. Transform it into a welcoming entryway. It'll look great, but more importantly, Nature Stone reduces tracked in dirt, eliminates puddling, standing water, and salt damage, and covers uneven concrete so you don't slip or trip. Don't replace the concrete. Don't paint your floor. It just doesn't work. Nature Stone is the affordable garage floor solution that beautifies your home. Call or go to naturestone.com to schedule your free in-home estimate and get up to 50% off. Nature Stone, the only concrete solution.
What you feel like in an ordinary recliner. What you feel like in one of our recliners. Yeah. Welcome to Recline and Rest, where we know one size does not fit all, which is why we offer the perfect fit for your recliner or lift chair. Come find the perfect piece for your unique shape and size. We have swivel rockers, rocking love seats, gliders, wall huggers, and so much more. Visit our store in Beaver Creek on CJ Drive or online at reclineandrest.com.
A massive snowstorm is going to keep moving through the Miami Valley for today. We're looking to pick up here in the Dayton area anywhere from 4 to 6 inches of snowfall. Temperatures are going to be pretty chilly, only topping off near 32 degrees. I'm meteorologist Molly Coates on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. Once again, want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. Also, you can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. That's AskDrJuan.com. And lastly, you can call our office at 937-552-7364. Hit option 2. And my team is standing by, ready to answer any questions that you might have regarding this show or any other topic we covered in the past. So, once again, on the previous segment, I was talking about the benefits of exercise. And I'm going to give you some tips. Of course, you know, what can I do, Doc? What can I do to start exercising better? Some of you are truly intimidated by the gym atmosphere. Some of you don't really like walking outside because you're just, you know, some people are embarrassed, and that's okay. You know, been there, done that, right? I was very overweight when I was younger, so I get it. I get the psychology of being overweight and being looked at while you're working out. I get all that, right? So some of you are just not motivated enough to work out in your own house. Some of you are just kind of like, I don't really know how to start. Folks, I'm going to give you some simple solutions. Very easy application of physical activity. So one of the things you can do is in the morning when you get up, I want you to, in the morning when you get up, figure out some sort of movement that you can do without any equipment, without having to leave your house. Literally, as soon as you get up in the morning, I want you to do something. So if you do jumping jacks, or you like to run in place, or you like to stretch out, I want you to do something in the morning, wall push-ups, air squats, it does not matter. And the challenge is this, I want you to do that twice a week, just for 5 minutes. I'm not saying like jumping jacks for 5 minutes straight, but do a couple jumping jacks. And in that 5 minute period, just get so many repetitions. In that 5 minute period, do so many air squats. In that 5 minute period, and you can pause and rest and gain your breath. And okay, I'm gonna do 10 more. I'm gonna do 5 more. I'm gonna do 3 more. I'm gonna do 1 more. It doesn't matter. So that's the number one thing. You gotta make it attainable and you gotta make it easy. If you gotta get your gym bag, you gotta drive 7 miles, you gotta fight traffic, if you gotta do a lot of stuff that is working against hits you, you're never, ever going to actually achieve that goal of doing more exercise this year, right? So easy application. So sometimes in the morning when I don't have time because of, you know, one of our kids got up in the middle of the morning, in the middle of the night, whatever have you, I like to still move my body. So what I do is I do a physical spinal hygiene movements to get my spine nice and warmed up so I can take on the day. So that is something that I do every single morning. Doesn't matter where I'm at. Doesn't matter how tired or how happy, how angry. It doesn't matter. I still do those every day to the best of my ability because even if I do five repetitions, I know my body's going to function better because of it. So you got to figure out a way to do it. And you don't have to start doing it every day. You can literally start by doing it once or twice a week just to get started. So, but some of you are listening, you're like, you know what? That's a pretty simple solution, Doc, but I know I've tried that before. I'm still not going to be able to do it. So we have opportunities. I know, once again, some of you are intimidated by the gym atmosphere. You're never going to go to the gym. You're never going to go outside and work out, and you're not motivated to do it at your house. So guess what? In our office, we talk about exercise a lot, and we do have an exercise program. It is not for us to be competing with the CrossFit gyms. We're not competing with the gyms. What we wanted to do is provide our patients with an opportunity to do workouts that are simple, that take less than 15 minutes to be able to still get a decent workout and incorporate exercising into their lives and eventually be motivated enough to say, you know what, I'm going to start going to the gym because I felt pretty good from doing this. Just a little baby step. So because of that, we started this opportunity in our office for you to come and do these workouts with one of our doctors, Dr. Beth. She's been on the radio with us before. Dr. Beth Lyles is our associate doctor. She's going to be leading these classes on Thursday mornings at 8:30 a.m. So we're going to be closed here and there every once in a while, but just go on Facebook and find out the next upcoming one, and you can come to that class, and we're going to be walking through how do you work out with an injury? How do you work out if your low back hurts? How do you actually – we're going to be going through those things at that class. Also, once again, if you want to find out more about all these things that I've been talking about here for the last hour, you can come to our Resolution Reset happening on February 2nd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Troy Church of the Nazarene in Troy. Tickets are free. You have to have a ticket to get in the door. You can get your ticket and tickets for your family members or friends that you want to come and hear this information on how to change your life. Lastly, I know some of you are going to be busy on February 2nd. You cannot come on Thursday morning to the office to work out. So the last thing you can do is come to our next community dinner. We just had our last one here this past Monday. I have another one on February 11th at 6:30 p.m. at Basil's in Troy. And what happens there is I go over what it is that we do in our office and how through chiropractic and all these other things we can get your body to function better so you don't need drugs and surgery and you can live truly the full life like God designed it to. So, folks, if you're interested in any of those things, you can call our office at 937-552-7364. Press option 2. My team is standing by. I want to thank you for joining me today. Once again, this is Living the Full Life here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.